Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss found alive 3 months after she went missing. By the Associated Press in Barron, Wisconsin. A 13-year-old Northwestern Wisconsin girl who went missing in October after her parents were killed has been found alive, authorities said Thursday. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said on its Facebook page that Jamie Kloss has been located and that a suspect was taken into custody. Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald said Jamie was expected to be reunited with her family Thursday night. Fitzgerald said authorities in Douglas County, about 70 miles north of Barron County, located the girl. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office confirmed on its website that Jamie was found in the town of Gordon at 4:43 p.m. Thursday and that a suspect was taken into custody 11 minutes later. Neither statement gave any further information about the suspect. The Barron County Sheriff's Office plans to hold a news conference Friday morning to discuss the case. Gillian Drummond, a spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Department of Justice, and Leonard Peace, a spokesman for the FBI in Wisconsin, declined comment Thursday evening. Both agencies have been involved in the search for Jamie. Jamie Kloss has been missing since her parents, James and Denise Kloss, were found shot to death October 15th in the family's home near Barron. Investigators said Jamie was quickly ruled out as a suspect. Detectives pursued thousands of tips, watched dozens of surveillance videos, and conducted numerous searches in the effort to find Jamie. Some tips led officials to recruit 2,000 volunteers for a massive ground search on October 23rd. Fitzgerald said in November that he kept similar cases in the back of his mind as he worked to find Jamie, including the abduction of Elizabeth Smart, who was taken from her Salt Lake City home in 2002 when she was 14 years old. She was rescued 9 months later with the help of two witnesses who recognized her abductors from an America's Most Wanted episode. I have a gut feeling Jamie's still alive. I've always been a glass half full kind of guy, Fitzgerald said at the time. Barron Mayor Ron Fladden said Thursday night he hadn't heard any details about Jamie's discovery yet, but was overjoyed at learning she's alive. There was a lot of discouragement because this took quite a while to play out, Fladden said. A lot of people have been praying daily, as I have. It's just a great result we got tonight. It's unbelievable. It's like taking a big black cloud in the sky and getting rid of it, and the sun comes out again. He acknowledged that Jamie may not be the same person she was before she disappeared. I hope she's in good shape, the mayor said. She's no doubt been through just a terrible ordeal. I think everybody wishes her a good recovery and a happy life going into the future. The notification that Jamie had been found came just 4 hours after Fitzgerald had taken to Twitter to debunk a report that she'd been found alive near Walworth County. Douglas County, where Jamie was found, is hundreds of miles northwest of Walworth County.